Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go again. Burning up a Saturday. Okay, well, I got an over-the-top, several subjects that will prove to be too much. And those are coming up. And to go along with it, sooner than you think. If you aren't proficient with firearms, go out and shoot some trees or whatever it takes to get proficient. Get used to your gun. Number two, have plenty of ammo. It would be advisable if there is more than one adult in your family or your group, have each one of them have a gun. If not, you might find yourself in a problem. This can get nasty real quick. Anybody that doesn't understand that, has not been watching any news, and has not been paying any attention. So what we're going to do is jump right in. Over the top, what is your limit? Yeah, there's limits. There are several subjects that will prove to be too much, especially as stated. Now, these are things that people have said that they are doing, and there's a whole bunch of things that go along with it. And everybody needs to get the idea and get through to the idea that you're going to be involved, whether it's on a survival basis. In other words, somebody chasing you around in the woods. I mean, there's a lot of ways you can get involved. Just survival. You know, you got to be able to do it. If you can't do it, you're liable to find yourself in a hard way to go. Now, I have posted several links that show that executive orders are not law. I'm going to state that one again because a lot of people miss that. I've posted several links that show that executive orders are not law. As such, all of these orders amount to nothing more than edicts from the executive branch. Thou shalt. Bend over and kiss my boot, that sort of thing. Suddenly, an edict is, or supposedly, and this it hits you suddenly. That's why I said that. Supposedly, an edict is a proclamation having the force of law. Supposedly, it don't have the force of law. Why? Because it ain't a law. If this is just an announcement, not law. But they say this is what, Webster says. It says it's law. It ain't. Or they insinuate that it is, just like the guys in the ivory towers and all that stuff. Now, you got to go back in the archives. Then there is my show, Words Are Not Enough, written or spoken. Are they ignoring your First Amendment rights? If they are, then written doesn't mean much. If they break the law, is anybody prosecuting? If not, written words don't mean much. They can say all kinds of things. But you can speak it, you can write it, you can put it into official form, such as laws and stuff. It doesn't do any good. The predicament we're in, and it's massive. It's major. We got a predicament that is very similar to what they got going on in Venezuela or Russia or China, for that matter. Among these several states are the situation of the predicament. And the predicament is the situation where you go to a protest, you get uppity, you raise your voice in protest against the government, protest against an individual, or just plain old protest in general. And guess what? Put him in a cooler. I think we ought to put him in a gulag. Ooh, no, or whatever. This sort of thing is the type of stuff that you can't make up. The predicament we're in takes more than words. It takes action. And there's a bunch, there are several levels of action, different actions everybody can take. Some are easier than others, but are still a shot across the bow. Now, why do I emphasize that? Well, there's a lot of things that have transpired that don't fit into any of the things that most people are familiar with. It don't go along with the rule of law. Oh, we want a democracy. Well, good. Go to the Democratic Republic of the Congo and set up shop. The objections made go to the fact that certain rules are bulletproof. And when I say bulletproof, I mean it. Especially when they become law. And these guys bump up against it, but they've been ignoring the law lately. Your constitutional rights, among other things. When powers, and it don't matter what kind, are controlled and limited by law, then the fun begins. You ready to have some fun? I was thinking about having a party for them. You know, balloons and all that. The legal protections come into play at this point. Usually. And this is usually, and you can go look it up, it's all over the place. Federal law overrules state's law unless there is a blocking rule, law, or amendment stopping it. Now, I want you to understand that this is normal, or it's accepted that usually the federal law overrules state's law. Okay? Unless you got an amendment to the Constitution or something that stops all of it. You could be in deep doo-doo. Now, I don't know if everybody watches Facebook at all, but there's a nice little thing on there about a certain Supreme Court justice that said that, a corporation doesn't have the right to overrule free speech. Ooh. I think that Section 230, which says that they're not liable, is bogus, and here's why. Nobody seems to pay attention to anything, so I got to put it out live on the show. Well, it's very simple. 230 says that you don't have freedom of speech on their platforms. The only problem with that is that that's Google, Facebook, all of the turkeys out there, they stepped in it, and it is deeper than they are tall. And guess what? They fell into a problem. And that problem comes from editing. And the problem with it is this. It is stipulated very clearly that if you moderate, think about it. All you moderators on these Facebook pages that got a bunch of people that are involved in it, guess what happens? Well, there's a bunch of things that go on, but the main thing is that these people are taken out of the context of supplying a service only and become their worst nightmare. Editors, do you hear me, Facebook? Do you hear me, TikTok and all that? You become editors. If you tell somebody, if you moderate and say, that ain't right, or you got fact checkers or something running around loose, sorry about your stuff. Sorry that you got stepped on, but guess what? Everybody has limitations. Those limitations go according to law, supposed to, in our country, anyway. And guess what? Well, the Fed has lost its mind. And I mean that literally, has lost its friggin' mind. It does not know what's into the box, even if it's written on there, stamped on in red. Even if somebody says it don't mean nothing, that these people think that they're above reproach. They think that these people that are in charge presently, and that's the Marxist, socialist, nasty mothers that are in office. Guess what? The proof about the theft of the election is coming out. They can't ignore it any longer. Well, it's getting worse. The problem with becoming a publisher is you're responsible for the content, whether you like it or not. Ain't that fun? All blacks must die. All Jews must die. All anybody's different from me must die. Well, guess what? You get to take it down, but you have to. You are having to in your exercise of that capability, becoming a publisher. Okay. Now, anybody that causes harm through published materials, and it don't matter if it's on a platform or not, guess what? The dinglebat that decided to stomp on your feed, on your listing on Facebook Business or whatever, they get to pay up. And they get to reinstate you. And, oh, boy, if they don't want to go to jail, violation of your constitutional rights, among other things, if you got a product, a widget that's harmless, but everybody'd like to have one, and they stomp on you because you said something back in 20 years ago, they can kiss your watusi in court in front of the judge. Oh, yeah, and your lawyer can just be grinning. So you got the situation where supposedly, and this is usually federal law overrules state's law, unless, now this is an exception, there is a blocking rule, law, or amendment stopping it. Ain't nothing that says you can't have freedom of speech. You can say anything you want. You might be legally liable for what you say. You know, get in trouble for it and all that, but that's what the law says. That's what that has been ruled to be. What you get into is a real bag of fun and games. And the fun and games, I got two magazines that did extensive writing on this last one. And the problem you've got is this. The Fed says, I can tell you to do what I want you to do, and you've got to do it. Well, no. You work for us. Hello. Fed works for the states. States work for the people. Not the other way around. We're not your slaves, servants. We're not. You ain't got us chained to a tree somewhere. Doesn't work that way, and if you don't believe me, read it. If you don't like it, well, take me to court, and we'll show you in the court how it feels to get bent over and a number done to you. Okay. Now I want you to know something about this stimulus, great stimulus plan. And it covers everything but stimulation. The only thing it stimulates is the Democratic Party. And the people are beholden to, well, we're going to put it on another level. Note, the Fed says that states may not use the stimulus monies for tax purposes. You can't alleviate the suffering of the people. Try this. Several states stipulate that this violates Title 10, Title 9, and they're suing. The states run their own business as they see fit, and nobody tells them who else. That the Fed has no say in the matter. So, we get into it. First, we got what people are objecting to so strenuously on the varying talking head circuits about the Georgia voting law. Well, I got two magazines. Both of them got a one-pager minimum. Voting rights, is Georgia new law, Jim Crow 2.0? No. Dinglebat, you don't know up from Shinola. to coin a phrase from World War II. And I did, I was able to find some cans of Shinola, and I bought them all at a yard sale and give them to my dad. I said, you know, you might know somebody that could use this. He just started laughing. He couldn't stop laughing. He thought it was hilarious. Now, the thing about this is that you have people that are going to object. I don't care what you do. I don't care how righteously it's done or what. But you got a serious problem with the Fed thinking they're in charge of every damn thing you do. And I mean all of it. As I said, the states run their own business as they see fit. That's right. And the Fed has no say in the matter. Well, we're going to jump on three things. One is guns. One is Georgia's voting law. And George Floyd's trial of the police. I'm going to start first with there's a three-course meal for thought in this. Now, you're going to really have to, you know, apply yourselves for a change. Ain't no light way to get around this. Very simply, why all the lies about Georgia's new voting law? Now, this is an editorial, Washington Examiner, April 6th through the 13th this year. Then you got one, I got another one in the week, April 9th through of this year. So what you've got is everybody's looking at things. Now, the Washington Examiner is a more of a conservative magazine, but it doesn't shy away from controversial subjects, as you'll see. The Week is more of a socialist bent magazine. You'll see what I mean when we get into it. Okay, first, we're going to start with the Washington Examiner. Editorials. Why all the lies about Georgia's voting law? Very simple. Marxist Dems don't like it or any law. That's why they're ignoring all of the laws on the books. Dear Democrats and the media tell it, Georgia has just undone the civil rights era. They return to Jim Crow era. Georgia's new voting reform law contains simple, common sense measures, most of which, and this will shock you if your understanding of the law comes from CNN or Joe Biden, will make it easier for people to vote. You hear that? It will make it easier for people to vote. Some of its provisions rightly protect the voting process. Do away with the risk of fraud grows, even in that, and that fraud grows as more votes are cast by mail. Before the left, Georgia has long been a truth-free zone, and Democrats have found the arrangement agreeable. Ooh, Democrats parroted the ludicrous fantasy. Stacey Abrams. Hey, dingbat, you need to go somewhere. Had the governor's race stolen from her. Oh, does that sound familiar? Well, I think Stacey Abrams needs to go back to the Democratic Republic of Congo. My opinion of her is that. Then you got Democratic fears about their underperformance with minority voters in the 2020 election are even greater than previously understood. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you caught it in your zipper, and you are in trouble. Can't unzip it, and you can't tighten it up, and oh, it hurts. Suddenly, they are in a panic. They are losing their iron grip on a key group of voters they have patronized and taken for granted for so long without helping at all. Oh, hello, black people. How you doing? The only cure is to reach out and try to scare the hell out of some non-white voters. Yeah, well, you ought to be scared. You think it's bad? You think it was bad when they had chains on you and bullwhips cracking? You think this country is better than that? You're wrong. Biden himself misled about the Georgia voting law during his first press conference, claiming that it forced polling places to close at 5 p.m. He just lied about it all. He knew better. Actually, it's open until 7. This is an expansion of the voting hours, not a contraction of them. Now, this is Washington Examiner. He's looking at the thing of the law. I read the law. Everything they stipulated is in here, every last bit of it. And that's what drew me to this article. I read it, yeah. Not like this other one. It's sensational as hell. It's got lie after lie in it. The thing that gets me, barring political campaigners from bribing voters and bribing voters with money, food, water, et cetera, within 150 feet of the polling place. Election workers and community volunteers will still be permitted to distribute food and water to voters in line. That law didn't say anything about the bad guys that think that we ought to bow down to them every time we see one. Making voting easier were bad decisions, mostly by election boards in Democratic-dominated cities, have resulted in fewer polling stations, longer lines, otherwise poor administration. You Democrats think you can get away with all this, and you ain't going to be able to do it. There's too many of us out here who disagree with your existence, let alone the stuff you're pulling. Georgia Secretary of State was dishonestly blamed for decisions that had been taken by local Democratic election boards to reduce the number of polling places. Yeah, that's right, Democrats, you keep stepping in it. I would think you'd get tired of the smell on your shoes, but that's just me. Absentee voters provide appropriate proof of identity when requesting their ballots and request their ballots within a perfectly reasonable 9-week window. Not the 6-month period that was permitted in the 2020 election. Proof of identity, make a copy of your driver's license and put it in with the ballot. You understand? If the signatures don't match what they got on file, you're screwed. So everybody needs to get out there and hustle a little bit, get their signatures up to date, put themselves in the position where they can have a reasonable expectation of being able to vote. Evidence that only respect voters' rights when the voters vote Democrats. Oh, my. It is preposterous. I can't believe they're still using that word. It is preposterous for these hypocrites to preen and posture with such lies. Georgia lawmakers have done the right thing and should stick to their guns and defend their law against all these lies and any legal challenges that might arise. Yeah, well, now let's get into the thing that looks like a war zone. It's got enough red stuff on it. They don't like the according to law, and they don't like not being even close to Jim Crow 2.0. Just of the week, the Republicans ever to suppress the vote at all costs. This was the week, the Republicans. That's why. That's the Washington Post. Of course, they're liars over there anyway. Yeah, you heard me. 96-page package of laws designed to make it harder for Georgians and African Americans in particular to vote. That's a lie. And the shameful measures restrict the use of mail-in ballots and ballot drop boxes. That's true, it does. It ain't shameful. What's shameful was the ballot stuffing you guys did with truckloads of ballots of people that didn't exist. Requiring absentee voters to provide copies of state-issued ID. There's that driver's license. Or an ID, either one. You just make a copy of it. Stick it in there with your ballot. If the signatures are fine, it's good. Good to go. The law even criminalizes giving food or water to voters waiting in line. Oh, really? Well, no, it doesn't. The hours-long voting lines in Georgia, majority black urban centers are among the worst in the country. New law even authorizes the state legislature, controlled by Republicans, to overrule county boards of election, disqualifying voters and ballots as they see fit. My. Biden was not exaggerating this week when he slammed the law as Jim Crow in the 21st century. It's just some more BS. He's trying to fertilize the population. Don't sit still and let somebody fertilize all over you. It's not cool. Come on, man. You heard that from Joe Biden. The Wall Street Journal, an editorial, SB 202, actually preserves absentee balloting, but with an earlier application deadline and a voter ID number, replacing unreliable signature matching to verify each ballot. Drop boxes instituted because of the pandemic will be more regular or tightly regulated, but will continue. How is it Jim Crow 2 to give an absentee voters more options than they had in 2019? How does that fit? Come on, show me the Jim Crow. Here's one from the National Review. The law allows election officials to provide food and water to waiting voters. Banned are activities in union T-shirts, mega hats, handing out Poland Spring or pizza as a form of subtle or overt electioneering. Yeah, you know, it's got your candidate's name wrote in it. Well, Governor Kemp justified the new law by citing alarming issues with how the 2020 election was handled, even though hand counts, audits, and Republican election officials found no evidence of fraud. Isn't that interesting? They loodled it up so good that that you couldn't tell the difference. Partisan state legislators now have the power to intervene, to reject ballots, to make other critical election decisions, making it possible for Georgia Republicans to legally do what Donald Trump demanded, simply refused to certify. A legitimately elected Democratic ticket? No, it wasn't legitimately elected. That's a lie. How many lies we got? We got 4, 5, 6, 8 of them. Republicans don't care if this all looks racist, said the Washington Post. Why? Because it fires up their own voters, who are told hourly by Fox News. Oh, by the way, I listen to some of Fox News and talk radio that accusations of racism are a weapon in the liberal plot to silence conservatives and subjugate white people. Well, they're getting racism all through it. Now, anybody who hasn't read the Georgia voting law needs to do so. It don't matter who you are. It don't matter what what your situation is. It matters that you get this straight. This is not what they say it is. Not near. And there is a god-awful amount of truth that the Democrats don't want you to hear. That you need to pay attention to. I'm going to hit one more. This is from Hugo Gordon. Never let truth get in the way of a good woke story. And then a shooting spree killed 8 people, helped out the left-wing media, and it did. Ooh, the man had a sexual addiction. But then you got videos, and this is something that somebody needs to put together properly. Videos repeatedly showing black thugs assaulting frail and elderly Asian victims. Training is to assume that victims of racism are dark skin or darker skin than their persecutors, not the other way around. Ooh. This goes to crime and punishment, and there's a shitload of things that need to be addressed. Black-on-black crime, for one, in all the neighborhoods. And this is not something that you can escape. The D.C. crime spree, no one wants to talk about. Fatalism is part of a fast-growing trend in the district. The Uber driver was carjacked by 13 to 50 year old thieves. They reported he used a stun gun, and then they turned it over. couldn't handle it. They turned it over, and the guy fell out the window and it crushed him. Now, you know, and they're supposed to get a deal. I give them a deal. You want to be executed? You want to do life? Which is it? People who go to church, the least, are disproportionately white, male, native-born, unmarried, and childless, the same demographic that is most likely to be radicalized on politics and alienated in general. Ooh. Well, this thing is hitting all sides. It's hitting both sexes, all ages, all colors. They don't belong to churches, but many of them don't belong to anything else either, except an ideology, an Instagram feed, or a message board. You can't go around doing what you want. But everybody, all these youngsters think they can because, ooh, there ain't very many cops. Making homeschooling cool again. Yeah. The trend speaks for itself. Public school system was not serving these families' needs, so the parents who were able to decide to do something about it did. Just that simple. War goes woke. Now, I didn't quite. Is the military forgetting its purpose? You can just lay your guns down. Don't worry about it. And, you know, these problems, the systemic problems, that's right, I used that word, the systemic problems that these people are creating are one that it's going to take all of us to get back under control. You let the genie out of the box. Relief was short-lived. Oh, San Diego Mayor Todd Gloria, County Supervisor Marion Thatt Fletcher, and Health and Human Services Secretary Barcell, all Democrats. The three of them are jumping all over each other to show who is more woke. Gloria is, you know, arm in arm with the homeless. Then he kicks them to the curb for illegals who should not have been here in the first place. I mean, it just goes on and on. Border town, struggle with cost of surge. Oh, my goodness. And there's more coming. More and more. Here's the problem. Right now, we don't have the resources. Not the country or the places these people are showing up at. Media is Jekyll and Hyde Act on immigration. Jekyll and Hyde, yeah, well, it's a crisis. Oh, but it's just a distraction. At least 9 babies held in ICE detention in Texas and the U.S. Detention Center where 6 children received the bare minimum. Oh, well, I don't see how Biden can escape responsibility for it. Boy, will you commit to allowing journalists to have access to the immigration detention facilities that are overcrowded moving forward? I will commit when my plan very shortly is underway to let you have access, not just to them, but everything. Biden, don't promise what you can't provide. Ooh, critics contend a significant portion of the $2 trillion price tag poses on left-wing wish lists. That's true. If you read it, you got to bother to read it. You're going to have to do some homework. Not enough. Liberals balked at Biden infrastructure bill. Far left proposes about $10 billion. You've heard this on some of this on the news, I'm sure. The only problem is that there are no plans. Nobody planning to. Put things together so that we get some kind of remedial results. That's where you get an answer to something. Bad trend. Neither side accepts election results. Oh, shit. Now we're going to have them all fighting at the election station next time. Not only are people using their coronavirus stimulus money for video game consoles, but they are also gobbling up guns. Oh, that's a terrible situation. PROACT contains a provision similar to California's disastrous AB5 labor bill. Freelancers could lose a great deal of income if businesses are required to treat them as employees. You remember that? It came up? Well, guess what? Back in the move again. Back in the news again. States fight back against Biden war on the West. And that is Reagan. Reinforced the traditional notion of American federalism, that the states created the federal government, not the other way around. No president in modern times, and perhaps ever, has shown such contempt for our system of federalism. My goodness, Joe, you're nasty, Alaska. Governor Dunleavy tells feds Alaska is taking over 800,000 miles of river. Alaska is asserting its state's rights to control its lakes and rivers. Governor Mike Dunleavy is so fed up and has asked the Biden administration to stop bothering us. Now, I'm going to tell you, the last time that something got to that point, they ended up getting the state National Guard out and stopping them. Oh, boy. Peaceful defiance on Washington oversteps. Yeah, Biden has declared, no more drilling on federal lands in the West, and this federal directive will cost these states potentially trillions of dollars. The authorities are also planning to take millions of acres of land in the West out of development. The Biden team wants to overturn the state right-to-work laws, ooh, that have been a half-century-long tradition in most Western states. So that means that you're going to join a union or else. The Treasury Department has even now asserted authority to intervene and stop states such as Nebraska, South Dakota, Utah, and Montana from cutting taxes in their states. I told you there were strings attached. Simultaneous wealthy coastal states are looking to eliminate the state and local tax deduction limit. It was 10 grand. And the Biden administration might want to urge New York and California to use the tax burdens in those states instead of taking it out on the western states. Westerners are rightly infuriated that members of Congress from Delaware, New York, Massachusetts, that have little or no knowledge about how to manage resources, are telling the farmers, miners, and ranchers in places like Colorado, Montana, and Utah what they can do with their own property. Now, either you got property rights or you don't. That should be a big issue here in West Virginia, but this is a real strong property rights type of state. And it's not easy to get somebody out of your yard if you don't have property rights. Now try this. 21 state attorneys general in primarily Montana and southern states are suing Washington for blocking their prerogative to run their own fiscal policies. It's my state, not yours. We run it. You don't. Shut up. They say that Biden is violating the 10th Amendment, which ensures that all rights not explicitly granted to the federal government reside with the states and the people. We need more places like Alaska. We need a whole lot more of that. And we have needed it for some time. Minds wide shut. Collaborative effort. A scholar, let's see, economics is an embarrassing book. Minds wide shut. I'd say take a look at it. Fundamentalism is what happens when a set of attitudes becomes a reflex, a creed, unshakably sure that it is on the right side of history. Fundamentalism is characterized by certainty. It believes in the perspicuity of truth. That's at least a $3 word. The truth about what to do, believe, or value can be known objectively and applied universally. One size fits all. And all forms of fundamentalism appeal to the absolute authority of a foundational revolutionary text. The Bible, the Quran, writing of Karl Marx, Vladimir Putin, and Frederick Engels. It goes on and on. I mean, these people don't miss much in this particular magazine. And they don't let nothing get by that should be talked about. They actually bring it up and, hey, man, what do you think? Here's the letter from the editor. He's got a columnist in there, Gurdon, the selfishness at the heart of socialism. He doesn't cover it. That really, really bothers me that a man with his capability for writing doesn't bother it. His selfishness, they want to take over everything. The worst is behind us. Most people finally believe there's light at the end of the tunnel. And guess what? There ain't. After a punishing year, grappling with a deadly pandemic, the spring rolls around again, and we mark the one-year anniversary of our changed way of life, and the return to normalcy may be approaching. My recent polling has found. This is Solta Sanderson. We shouldn't fear returning to something more closely resembling normal, and should take this opportunity to try to redefine normal for the better.
Uh-huh.
Biden, FDR delusion, and it's delusional. He's just a crook looking for a place to land. Too much risk aversion is too risky. That's Barone. That man makes some really good points. Now, you get into this other magazine. Now, I don't want to do that one. There we go. And you're really going to like this. I left a letter out of that word. I better put it in there so it makes sense. Somebody else ever reads it. Law applied to the death of George Floyd. What law is that? Well, I got some things that people ain't going to like on that. And it deals directly with the cause of death. And it wasn't a knee on the throat, much as people like it to be. It's just another death of a black man at the hands of a white man. Whitey did it. You guys are going to have to take the racism and flush it. And I'll tell you why. All of us, me, you, the population in general, we're responsible for this mess. Yeah, that's right. We did it. How did we did it? Well, you have to understand something. If you took the amount of energy and the amount of drive and the amount of effort it takes to put together something like a BLM protest, a big one, right, and applied it to what's wrong, and I'm talking about that there are many that are wrong, policies, laws, this, that, the other thing, people getting off when they shouldn't be getting away with things. All of these people have been studied up. And all of these things have been studied up. And even though, and I've been around civil rights all my life, so I was a little kid, I hate to tell you, but guess what? Ain't nobody doing diddly squat. Nobody wants to get involved. Nobody wants to do anything. Oh, it takes more than what I got. Well, you mean to tell me that the whole neighborhood chipping in a dollar wouldn't be enough to cover this? Uh-huh. Well, there's a problem with all of it. Let me see if I can find the appropriate break taker here. All right, you've heard this before, and I want you to think about this very carefully. If anyone out there, and I don't care who it is, decides that they don't go along with the policies, programs, and initiatives that the present administration is putting out, you become a criminal. Think about that very carefully. In the meantime, listen to this. You might learn some if you really listen.
Daddy's old LGO.
Ooh-ee, what you gonna do?
That was a country song, and it sounds more like heavy metal than anything I've heard in a long time. Somebody finally put one together that really says it like it is. Everybody is in a slightly outlaw state of mind. What does that mean? That means basically that you go 5 miles over the speed limit. That means basically that you're cheating a little bit here and there. That means that that the law doesn't have the impact it used to have. Well, I'm going to hit you on the head with something here, and it's the cover of the week. And it says some things. It's April 9th, 2021, and this is a 10th, so it's just one day late. It says, justice on trial. It's not. Former Officer Derek Chauvin was attempted to deny responsibility for George Floyd's death. Well, there's a problem, a little bit of a problem with charging him with being responsible. He didn't sell him the fentanyl and cocaine and whatnot that he had in his system. Oh, and by the way, the coroner's report stipulates that the man was going to die from what he had in his system, irrespective of what any police did. Now, that means that he either had to have an emergency transfusion, replace all his blood, or he dies. That's how simple it is. Accused of murdering Floyd, a racially charged death that triggered racially charged. Now, it's all about race. Death that triggered massive demonstrations and a national reckoning over systemic racism. You can take that designation and stick it. Why? Well, your systemic racism makes you guilty. How does it do that? Very simply. We're all responsible because we allowed a bunch of this crap to go on forever. Think about it. Defense attorney told jurors not to rely on the video, saying it fails to reveal a more complicated reality. He had, Floyd, had fentanyl and methamphetamine, cocaine, died from a mix of intoxication, heart disease, and hypertension aggravated by adrenaline from the struggle. Yeah. There was a man being killed. That's bullshit. The prosecutors want to play the game? Well, fine. What the editorial said, this trial will judge one man's guilt or innocence. Well, that's pretty simple. The facts seem clear. Despite Floyd's drug intake and his health issues, the autopsies leave no doubt that Chauvin's depraved actions asphyxiated George Floyd. Bullshit. You didn't read the report. Or you can really get into it if you want. The autopsies. You pick the part that you like the best. Well, how about a woke lie? Trial is another test of just how much Black Lives Matter in this country. Well, I'm here to tell you right now, and I'll probably be the only one or one of the very few, Black Lives don't matter. If they did, somebody had been doing some shit about this stuff a long time ago. Yeah, you heard me. Ever hear of a video camera? What kind of proof does it take? Well, time and again, police officers who have killed African Americans have walked away despite damning evidence. Well, no. I got one of them fried pretty thoroughly, shooting a guy in the back because he's fleeing. You let the boy go. Pick him up later. All died at the hands of police. No one was held accountable in court. That's a lie, and I can tell you it's a lie because I got that guy through court. And he didn't make it. Not only did he lose his badge and his job and everything, he's in jail. It's 2 to 10, if I'm not mistaken. Now, that's all I take. That's the most it was possible to get the man. But excessive force. Whoa, really? What's it take to get somebody to comply? Well, very simple. And I would suggest that you have to overpower the person. What the columnist said, what's on trial here is a brief belief system that started long before Floyd was murdered.
in the Los Angeles Times for centuries. Black America has watched police and our justice system use every tool imaginable to try to prove that our lives do not matter. Do you care for your own life? If you do, then you should also at the same time care for somebody else's life. Those who expect a murder conviction should be forewarned, said a retired FBI agent. Proving that Chauvin intended to kill Floyd may be impossible. He's more likely to be convicted of manslaughter, at the most. Casual kneeling on Floyd's neck looks like a performance, a demonstration of the police domination over the African-American neighborhood they were assigned to protect. That is the essence of the problem with police violence in this country. Oh, don't do the crime if you can't take a knuckle bumps on the head. Is that what was just said? I think it was. Now we'll see if the jury can find its way through this thicket to justice. Well, justice would be the correct charges being leveled against the guy that knew better and did it anyway. And I'd say manslaughter is the least of the man's worries. I doubt if he will survive very long in prison or in jail, as the case may be. And there's other things in this. The mounting fears of a new COVID surge. Well, the key is fears. Oh, a new one. Ooh-ee, there is none. You got that? Anything Fauci says about that is horse manure. Well, the Pride Tower. Resilience after Long Beach, California Mayor Robert Garcia vowed that the city's rainbow-striped Pride lifeguard tower, which was burned down last week in an apparent hate crime, will be rebuilt. And it'll be even gayer. There's a bunch of things that you got, like Pensacola allegations. The Justice Department's investigator, Representative Matt Gaetz. Uh-huh. The only trouble is this. They're not allowing justice to proceed as it is supposed to. When you have evidence, they're withholding evidence. They are committing obstruction of justice by not producing the tapes. A certain person was wired. Yeah, that's right. Well, I'm going to just go away if you give me some money, honey. Uh-huh. Well, I mean, there's like in L.A., they get an abuse settlement. This dude was screwing with kids, 29 total counts of sexual battery, fraud, and all this other. University knew as early as the 1990s. They didn't do nothing about it. Now, what does it take? Not turning the cheek. A 10th accuser came forward to level charges of inappropriate conduct against Governor Andrew Cuomo. Imagine that. They got 10 of them now. Dude, you need to do what everybody says and get out of that office, get away from there. If you don't, your health is in jeopardy. I'm telling you, somebody will get shitty and take a gun to you. New York City, hate crime. A man released from prison in 2019 allegedly knocked a 65-year-old Filipino woman to the ground this week and told her, "You don't belong here," as he repeatedly stomped on her face in the latest violent assault on an Asian American. Hey. Well, they got him. D.C., you have a real problem with this. They're looking at putting together a packing of the court. Ottawa got a carbon tax going. They got police brutality for killing a Salvadoran refugee. Shadow war at sea. Israel sinking Iran's boats. They don't like it. Paris. Lego heists. French police say they are investigating international gang of thieves who specialize in stealing Lego sets and have warned toy shops and collectors to protect their plastic bricks. Here's the thing. it used to cost $175 for a good set of Legos, okay? And now it sells for nearly $3,000, especially if you got the original box. So the thieves are going after the value. Moscow torturing Navalny. Navalny. I'm not sure how to pronounce that. It's Russian. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has accused prison guards of abusing him by withholding treatment for severe back pain and back and leg pain, and of torturing him with sleep deprivation by waking him every hour at night. Myanmar, killing more civilians. More than 100 of them were killed in a single day. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Japan, blooming early. Well, now, this is something you should pay attention to. Japan's cherry blossom season has peaked at its earliest date since records began some 1,200 years ago. Think about it. Oh, boy, look at this. Taipei, Taiwan. Will China attack? The Biden administration is crucially concerned that China might invade Taiwan. What's he going to do about it?
Oh, my, that's a terrible situation.
Or what? Indonesia, suicide bombing. 20 people were wounded when they blew themselves up. Now, Sigourney Weaver is not my cup of tea in a lot of ways, but she says something in this little blurb in here, and she states, "I didn't want to trade my freedom for financial security." Think about that. That's they say they're reconnecting me. Uh-huh. Somebody has hacked the phone system up here. I'm going to have to figure out a way to get around that. Now, back to Sigourney Weaver. She don't, she ain't my cup of tea, but she can be a good actress. And she said, "I don't want to trade my freedom for financial security." I agree. Now, we got grading charter schools. And believe me, they're doing a good job. Why? They're open. Harris is in an immigration hot seat. She ain't going to the border. How you going to handle it? You can't handle it at a distance. So, you know, you're screwed. This goes on and on. Oh, boy. United Kingdom is flag-waving patriotic turns worthy. Well, that's to be seen what they decide is going to be done. The other bottleneck in Egypt. Well, Egypt is a very short strip of land, very, very skinny, let's say. And it is, quite honestly, their second bottleneck. And they had the first one when that boat got sideways. Oh, good. Dominion Voting Systems has filed a $1.6 billion defamation suit against Fox News for spreading false claims that the voting technology company manipulated counts in the 2020 election. Well, guess what? There's proof. Oh, Dominion, you might be in a deep doo-doo. More than 60 bills limiting the rights of transgender people are under consideration in 28 states. Why? Well, having a dude wave his wang around in my daughter's dressing room wouldn't cut it if my daughter was still going to school. I'd be standing at the door, and they'd be required to drop their drawers. If they got a dick, they don't go in. It's real simple. It's not complicated. Now, I'm going to suggest that there's going to be a lot of fathers that are going to be standing at the door. Oh, here we go. Now, this is a goodie. This is about the third subject. This is a three-course meal forethought. Law applied to the death of George Floyd. I covered that. Well, we'll see what happens. Now, here we go. Gun control is BS. The only gun control I know of is hitting your target when you shoot at something. Uh-huh. You heard me. Well, as always, the root cause of these tragedies is not complicated. It's the astounding availability in America of weapons designed to murder human beings quickly and in large numbers. Any military design, it don't matter what it is. Most Americans don't back common sense gun regulations. And the question from the Washington Post, how many more will have to die before irrational, extremist Republican politicians stop blocking them? It's all Dems. They don't have anything to do with guns. They hit out of 100,000 murders, you get maybe a dozen, if that, done with M16s. Or anything else that looks anything like an assault rifle. Taking universal background checks, the Boulder shooter bought his gun at a store and likely passed one. As for banning so-called assault weapons, they're used so infrequently in crimes that the FBI does not even keep statistics. Think about that. What does it take? Stanford professors found no compelling evidence that previous assault weapons ban saved lives. AR-15, the most commonly owned rifle in the United States, and there is no common sense or constitutional justification in banning it. Do you hear that? Okay. Democrats' gun control agenda is built atop the pretense that there was an easy answer to an appalling and vexatious problem. The Constitution be damned. Well, you got to remember something here. And I don't care whether you put out executive orders, whether it's that everybody votes yes, we should limit guns or any of that. It doesn't matter. You have a Second Amendment that stipulates that we have the right to keep and bear arms. Talk to the Supreme Court. Maybe you can talk them out of that. I don't think so. And here's the deal. You also have a thing called the Dick Act. It is not nice about weapons. Not at all. It can't be repealed. Think about that. They can't scrap it. And then to go along with it, the individual out here running around the woods or doing their thing or whatever has the right, according to the Supreme Court, to own any weapon, according to the Dick Act, that the United States military uses. That should include, like, battle tanks and anything else you can come up with. 50 calibers, the whole bit. So what are we dealing with? We're dealing with the idea that somebody will lose control. Plus, there's a fear factor. Ooh. And it's a big one. Everybody on the Democratic side thinks that somebody on the right side is going to come after them or shoot them. They don't really know. Now, I don't know who has the capability, but I can tell you this. Go back into the archives, get some of those tapes of the National Guard out that show pictures of them. They stand around with rifles and all that, and you're going to find out something. They were unarmed. They might have a rifle on them, but that don't mean nothing if you ain't got no magazine, and further, you ain't got no bullets. Think about it. Yeah, that's right. They were unarmed. All they had was a very expensive club. And there's a reason for that. And Pelosi said it. We got the enemy is inside. Oh, and he's just creeping around waiting for us to screw up. Uh-huh. I have a suggestion that the Democrats best back off on gun control. The presidential edicts and mandates known as executive orders are not law. They can be made into one. Don't get that wrong. They can be made into one, but so far, none of them have. What they have to do is pass both the House and the Senate, and then the president can countersign again. I mean, he put the thing out officially through his first signature. His second signature brings it into law. sign it into law. Until you do that, Biden, you can sign all the paperwork you want. You can have a stack of executive orders, and it pushes on the ceiling at the White House from the floor. Doesn't matter. Doesn't make any difference at all. And there's a reason I'm saying all this stuff. That's because everybody needs to get it through their head that these guys are not playing by any form of rules. They refuse to allow laws to be enforced. They've been getting rid of their police, defund the police and all that stuff. Anybody want to visit Portland? Think about it. They have a riot there several times a week. Now, I got a joke here for you. I kind of like it. Biden is standing at the podium, and he says, asking people to show up and vote and validate who they are is un-American. Probably racist, too. But, you know, then they got things that don't exist. Substack. Newsletter platform Substack has become an increasingly important voice in the media as well-known opinion journalists have abandoned their longtime employers to start their own subscription-based shops. Uh-huh. Well, all of the nasty things that you can hear about, they cover it on there real thoroughly. Facebook, Google, and Twitter had to face lawmakers again. The platform's efforts to stem baseless election fraud claims and vaccine skepticism. So we're taking care of bad information, uh-huh. The hearing represented a chance for tech companies to make a case before Congress embarks on potentially sweeping changes to their liability protections under Section 230. I mentioned that earlier. The executives could barely restrain their own exasperation with gotcha-minded yes or no questions. That's right. They held their feet to the fire for a change. Now, there's another little thing here. Common cold versus COVID. Now, you heard about the flu going way down. Well, guess what? Common cold is COVID. Ooh. A lot of people don't make that distinction. A lot of people don't give a damn what anybody else finds out. And most people couldn't care less whether or not somebody takes the cases that they present of differing things going on put themselves at risk in the process. Well, here's one. Hedge funds, $10 billion trading blow-up. Oh, you poor old maid. Huge bets on a handful of stocks, including Viacom, Discovery, and Baidu. Well, Archegos couldn't cover the losses on those stocks. Lenders began a fire sale of the stocks. In other words, you put it up for collateral, they take it if you don't cover it. Oh, boy. That's somebody trying to call me. Oh, quit.
It's been on my computer the whole time you've been on the line.
I'll switch over to Facebook if I'm not making no noise anywhere. I don't see anything here. Let's go here. No sound. Did you mute it? No sound when? Right now? Or is that before? That's the question. Oh, shush. Damn it. We'll see if somebody answers here in a minute. I'm all hyped up and signed in and everything. Now, I posted a whole bunch of stuff on here. No executive order is law. I posted a link that supports that. and another one from the Heritage people. If you read the links, took the shot, any hope at all? I warned him. Well, it's possible that the shots will kill you, either short-term or long-term. I have no idea whether it will or not. Now we get three more replies on that one. The partner takes it, don't get any body fluids on your... or you're walking dead. Ooh. Well, I can't say that everybody and their mother-in-law is correct about any of this. Situation getting worse in this country. The people really have a plan in place to take back the country? Yes, we do. And I'm dead in the middle of this part of it. This is really getting old. High time for real. Well, yes. People are starting to abandon any hope of government reclamation by the Patriots, and Trump is starting to lose support. Not because he is not liked, but because the people cannot see anything being done. Yep, that's it. Bring it on, Michael says. Me and my crew are ready. Appropriately, of course. Interpretation, Second Amendment. Okay, lots of ifs in the Second Amendment applications. Then there are red flag laws. These are not due process. Now, there is a real serious problem with the lack of due process. In other words, you can't be heard in a court. It doesn't matter what it is. Universal basic income. A perfect experiment, or just welfare renamed? Welfare renamed. It's like food stamps became the bean line. It's real simple, not complicated. I hope everybody can hear me. If you can't, you just need to speak up and say something. Have they found... all the WMDs yet? Yes, as of earlier, late last night, excuse me. Well, I hope you guys can hear me. I really do. I went through Facebook and answered a bunch of things. Recipients almost must be black, indigenous, or otherwise identify as a person of color to qualify for these things. Oh, you mean it's not universal after all? Oh, Stockton, California. That is one of them. Who else has got some in there? I heard several different places. But universal basic income is a horse manure. You don't pay reparations in that manner unless you call it reparations. Ooh, then it might be taxable. Wouldn't that be a mother? finally, that ship has sailed, but it's a warning. There's 14 critical choke points for global trade. International cooperation in addressing the trade routes is virtually non-existent. Just-in-time deliveries are screwed. The knock-on effects include congested ports as well as vessels not being in the right place for the next scheduled journey. What do you do? The minimum wage. Who says that somebody's going to tell me that they have a right to tell me how much to pay somebody? You ain't. Children's crossing. More children and families are making a dangerous trip in rafts across the Rio Grande, hoping they will be allowed to stay in the U.S. and seek asylum. Well, there's a problem with that. Most of them don't make it. Most of them don't qualify. Most of them are ineligible for varying reasons. Oh, boy. What do we do? Do we sit back, just let it go? Do we turn around and punt? Well, I can tell you right now, I've got a whole bunch of things in store. I will do an emergency listing of these things. First thing I'll do is put it in red. And the notice will be of a type that you will know exactly what's going on. Now, there are varying places that you will need to go to, but you need to find those on your own. Now, I've answered just about every question I could find. Like I said, I put a lot of information up this time, a lot different than what I've done before. The fun and game starts when the people start realizing what's being done to them. You're getting bent over and screwed. And I don't know if anybody that likes that idea very much. I really don't. There is a serious problem. I don't know if you noticed it. I have noticed it at a local grocery and a couple other places where there's a problem with getting deliveries. And there's a problem with the supply chains. They've been shrunk up, and yet here we go, you know. Now, I don't know if you follow the news, but J&J has been stipulated as dangerous. That only leaves one. That's Eli Lilly's. And it's not a vaccine in that case, as I understand it. So, what are we going to do? Well, we all will probably live through the pandemic or outbreak or whatever this epidemic is. The question is whether or not we will decide along with that to go ahead and retake, yeah, you heard me, our country. We're going to have to risen up the bow and play the fiddle hard because hell broke loose and the devil's in charge. Well, what is the devil? The very devilish things that certain people are doing. What I can tell you is that there's a military plan. That's right. All the services will be involved. And to go along with that, there is, as I stipulated, a heavy civilian contingency plan. Now, you've heard me talk before about the plan. Well, the plan is very simple. It stipulates that there will be certain orders given and taken and implemented that will serve us best. The military the military has stated that they have an obligation and that they will uphold it to protect the people from the government. When they decide they're going to go door to door and have extraction teams come after people and stuff like that, because you got a weapon and you say you don't got one, or whatever their excuse might be, that's when Civil War II starts. And I would tell anybody that's on active duty, go home. I'd tell anybody in the National Guard, don't show up. And the other part would be for those who want to preserve what is out there, that is real and what's honest, what's legitimate, is going to be questioned very thoroughly by the far left. Now, a lot of these people have taken issue with the existence of our country are going to have a choice. They can either come with us voluntarily, peacefully, or be executed. It's a Godfather deal. I can't help the nasty part of it, but that's how it is. And everybody needs to get their stuff together in terms of not complying with the ring around a rosy, the feds have gotten mine. Until this time, you can actually put these things in application. We're looking at, well, April 15th is 5 days away. We'll see what happens in the next 2 weeks. And then there will be, I'll put up a notification. I'll probably get Facebook jail and ban and all this other happy shit for it, but I'm going to put a notification up. You're going to have to, each of you individuals, going to have to find a place in your area, preferably, where you can get in touch directly with the militia. That obligation is on you. Now, anybody wants to get in touch with me, send me an email with your phone number and I'll call you. Now, I got a bunch of people to call. I hope they're expecting it. Until that time, make sure you got food and water. Make sure you got a gun. Make sure that if you're in an urban area, make sure you got a way to get out. And I mean out. Out in the woods. Farmland. be absolutely sure that you can survive on your own. If you don't, you might not survive. Until we have another round of fun and games, go out and see how many people you can find to listen to this show. It's not something that and be sure and include the links that I posted. It's not it took me a while to get those links, but it's well worth it. Everybody, I think, is worthy of the opportunity, the chance to survive. I think everybody should have an even level playing field. I feel that it doesn't have squat to do, and I mean nothing, absolutely, to do with race. I can be just as cordial with everybody, unless they're purple. I might stare at you a little bit, but normal human colors don't bother me a bit. So everybody go out there and try to get it done. And in the meantime, get her done.